Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's The Bridge by Robert Knott. Read for you by Rex Lynn. Prologue. The dense mass of stars was unusually ominous and threatening, as if the whole tangle of constellations was up to no damn good. The wide night sky pushed down hard on the four wary horsemen, appraising them like a powerful and intolerant observer. With their tilted brims and slouching shoulders, the mounted men rode single file and without word as their horses carried them toward their destination. They were all fairly young. One was a hefty fellow with a large gut. The second was gangly with a narrow face and shoulders. The third was also skinny but was dark-skinned, maybe a half-breed, and the fourth was small and wiry. Hard to know what the hell these night riders were thinking, what was going on in their heads. They would have had to feel the overhead pressure, the challenging and unforgiving weight. The stars loomed close enough to reach out and touch, a twisted, twinkling expanse. The four horsemen rode slowly, deliberately up the eastern rim of the Rio Blanco River. The only sound was the occasional clink of a bit, the footfalls of their horses, and the soft rumble of the Whitewater River in the canyon far below. The dropping moon provided enough light for them to see their dogged and hell-bent way, and just ahead, where he was supposed to be, they saw the big man waiting for them. They had met him only once before. They knew from the brief encounter he was not someone to cross, not ever. He was different, above average in every respect. He could smile and show his nice white teeth, but he was menacing and ill-tempered.